Columbus Landmarks recently released its sixth annual list of the city's most endangered buildings. This year's list includes 8 sites, including 2 buildings here at the old Kroger Bakery on Cleveland Avenue near I-670. It's where I'm standing right now with the Executive Director of Columbus Landmarks, Becky West. Thanks for your time today.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for inviting me to join you here today.
So as we take a look at this building, I mean, it looks like it's made out of brick.
It certainly is a substantial brick factory. It has a wonderful history. It was built in 1914 by the Ford Motor Company. The noted Ford architect, John Graham, is the one who designed this building. And Model T parts arrived here by train and were assembled here and distributed to area dealerships until 1925, when the Model T became obsolete.
And so then it was no longer an auto factory?
That's correct. And then the Kroger Company adapted this factory into a commercial bakery where 14 production lines filled downtown with that sweet aroma that some people believe they can still smell today.
So what makes a building endangered?
We carefully look at these buildings for various reasons. So they might be threatened with demolition. We understand that there is a group that wants to tear something down to build something new. Or it might be deterioration. It might be long-time vacancy or neglect.
Kroger moved out of this building earlier this year. Do we know that it's in danger of being torn down, or is it just a concern because the bakery recently closed?
That is the concern. The building is now for sale, and we are very hopeful that it will be adaptively reused and turned into another productive entity for Columbus.
So do you see then this bakery then being turned into another enterprise that would have jobs? Because there were about 400 jobs here with the bakery.
I believe it's 411 was the job loss for this site, and that we are very hopeful that it could be something like that. But as you well know, in this type of market, in our growing city, there is demand for housing, and perhaps it could be adapted into some type of housing as well.
Tearing down old buildings always angers someone, but others see it as progress. How do you balance those two things?
Well, in Columbus, we have 14% of our pre-1945 building fabric left to work with. That compares to a 50-city average of about 22%. So we feel that our inventory is dwindling, has dwindled, and that we need to be very protective of it, because it is a balance of the old and new together that make Columbus distinctive and a wonderful place for people who live here to understand and value its history, but also for all of the visitors to the city. They don't want to come to a generic any place where you see all the same style buildings being built today. They want to see these interesting layers of our city and the growth.
Have your designations helped save any buildings?
They have, and we're very excited about those successes that we have. The trolley barn in Franklin Park, that whole site, the trolley district, is going to be reused and turned into a really neat market for the east side and some other really wonderful new businesses. The municipal light plant down at the bottom of Nationwide Boulevard is also being reused into commercial space, and there are several others that are underway.
I've been talking to Becky West, Executive Director of Columbus Landmarks. That organization recently placed the old Kroger Bakery right here on Cleveland Avenue on its list of the city's most endangered buildings. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.